No, good afternoon. And any day you could score 4-17 in Clonus, I mean, you'd be happy.
Good to see some of the lads back as well. Patrick McGarty or McNeilis was particularly starring there today.
Yeah, you know, people were a bit surprised maybe to see the lads back there, but it was always our intentions that we're 2 weeks out from the National League campaign, and was to get these lads back on game time. They've been on the pitch now for the last couple of weeks training. We gave them a break after the Kilcara campaign in Ulster, so it was great to get them back out, and they've been training hard. So, you know, the quality and the experience that they bring too makes a big, big difference. And, you know, it was a good all round, especially going forward. We did look sharp, but okay, we did leave holes in the back, and that's to be expected when you are playing on the front foot.
Liam McLean, like that. Good to see him back again today. Get some game time under the belts for the National League, which isn't all that far away now.
Yeah, that's important thing, and that was important to get Leo, and I thought Leo had a very good 70-odd plus minutes, and from that point it was a big boost for us. As I said, the three Kilcara men coming in, and also Jason McGee getting some game time, and you know, the continuing of Nathan Mullins coming in there, and you know, he's step by step, he's looking at, you know, a real good player for us.
Semi-final Wednesday night against Armagh, another game. Will you welcome that game?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to get another competitive match. You know, we would probably be looking for a match next weekend in terms of preparation for the Kerry game, but yeah, it gives us another opportunity on Wednesday night. And it's a game we're looking forward to. I think it's a toss-up tomorrow for venue, McQuill Park or the Athletic Ground, so we'll see what happens.
Is it pleasing now for you to have a headache, and who do you keep now for National League with all the players who have impressed in this McKenna Cup campaign?
Yeah, there is, but there's still a lot of players to come back into the reckoning. I mean, I'm looking at maybe 7 or 8 players that's still out, you know, and you know, hopefully that we will be getting, and maybe not for the start of the National League campaign, but definitely midway through the National League, we will be expecting them all back in the park. So yeah, headaches, yeah, absolutely, and we do have good headaches in terms of going forward, and you know, defensively, as I say, there are areas of improvement, and no doubt we will continue to look at that there. But yeah, listen, it's food for thought anyway after today.
Armagh Wednesday night, you played them a couple of weeks ago in a friendly, so you'll know pretty much about them.
Yeah, we played them a couple of weeks ago and beat them a couple of points, and then it was a good challenge match. In fairness, it set us up nicely for the start of the McKenna Cup, and it was really good work with. So listen, we look forward to that Wednesday evening.
Would you prefer home advantage in that Declan to toss a coin tomorrow morning, we're told?
Absolutely, it'd be nice to get home advantage, and it's in the hands of the guy. We'll see what happens, but listen, it would be nice to get home advantage, but listen, if we have to travel to Armagh, then so be it.
Well, listen, we know we mentioned experience earlier on, but experience was the talent factor there today, Declan, and those players that came back and returned. So they did. They played a huge part in all those goals, which turned out to be the decisive factors in the game.
They did, yeah, and the experience, no doubt about it. It was great to see Leo back in there, plus as I say, the three Kilcara guys, and Oran McNeil is also getting 70 minutes, which is another big plus. And I think one of the balls, I think, was Oran played in for, I think it was Patrick
Burley. Paddy's goal, yeah,
the third, absolutely, yeah. Clinger, and he has that quality in him. So yeah, listen, it's plenty of positives to take from the game. We're not going to get carried away. Listen, it's a McKenna Cup, so we get into the semi-final, but from our point of view, and I've always said it, it's a brilliant competition for us in terms of preparation now ahead for the National League, and as I say, we're in there a match on Wednesday night.
Yeah, and possibly a match after that as well. I know you're taking it game on game, but these are important days, I suppose, now in a build up to what's going to be a long trip to Kerry.
Well, it's a long trip, exactly, yeah, and it's a long season ahead. The games are coming ticking fast, and we know that. And once you get into next Sunday week, in terms of the start of the National League, I think there's 7 games in 9 weeks, and the games are coming ticking fast. We do need a big squad, and that's going to be vital, as I say, moving forward. But the lads are really, I mean, from day one, these boys are working really hard, and their attitude's been top class, and you can ask for no more.
Yeah, is that the work starting to show now, the performance that we've seen today?
Well, listen, I said we had to become more adaptable at the very, very start, in terms of we have some great attacking options, and we've got to work, continues to work with that, because that's one of our main strengths. Yeah, we have to work on our defensive area, but you know, in terms of defensive, when you have so many attack minded players, then we do leave gaps at the back, but we will continue to work on that. And as I say,
are you far away from getting that right?
Ah, listen, it's early days.
I know, like, Sinead McGee has to come back in and things like that as well, but...
Well, listen, if you look at the experienced defenders, they're still out there, the likes of Paddy McGrath, the likes of Neil McGee, and the likes of Frank McGlynn, all of those guys are still to come back into the squad. And as I say, but for the guys that are out there, I mean, and Steve McManaman had a very good game, and I thought Leo McLoone and these guys, it's great to get him back in there too. So, listen, plenty of positives, and I say we look forward now to Wednesday night.
Yeah, and just finally, Declan, it's not the sort of scoreline you would expect to get in a league game here against Monaghan. It's going to be a different story. Come the penultimate game of the league, do you feel it'll be a different type of game against them?
Absolutely, hey. So listen, any day you can get 4-17 and get a victory in Clonus, you take it. But listen, it'll be a completely different game in come February or March, whenever we come back up here.
Okay, thanks, Declan.